אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך
א'. We are reading from TES, first book, fourth part, we're in letter 16, the ספירות העקודים, including six parts. The second part, letter 16.
כן, בבקשה.
Yes, please. That which emerges in the zivug, the haka, and the rosh, is not discriminated, but in the guf. The itpashtut to malchut is regarded as being from peh to tabur, and the rejection from malchut is considered to be from tabur down.
What page are we again?
Page 259 in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Letter 16. You must understand here that we have no perception in the Eser Sfirot de Rosh, in the Ten Sfirot of Rosh. It is so because they are Chinat En Sof, the aspect of infinity. And everything we discern in the Ten Sfirot of the Rosh is but their aspect of Hishpatut, expansion in the Guf, and the Elyon, the upper, is studied from the Tachton, the lower. We say that the upper light expanded up to Malchut, and the screen in the vessel of Malchut struck the light. It did not let it enter the vessel of Malchut and pushed it back. That this reflected light clothed the ten Sfirot of direct light. This clothing of the first nine Sfirot and this rejection from expanding in Malchut are discerned by us because they are so impressed in the Guf on the Tabur. The first nine Sfirot from Tabur up are received and clothed inside the reflected light. And the light that belongs to the Sfira of Malchut is rejected, and it is not received in Malchut of the Guf, which is the entire space from Tabur down. Since that Malchut had clothed all Eser, all ten Sfirot, when she was in the aspect of infinity, and so prior to the Tzimtzum restriction, hence the light filled the entire reality, as written at length in Histaklut Pnimit. For that reason, we also discern the ten hollows in Malchut that had been restricted, that are emptied of their light, which they had in the aspect of infinity, meaning in the place from Tabur downward. Now there is only reflected light inside them. Hence, in Malchut of the Guf, the body, we discern ten Sfirot in and of themselves, as they carry the entire want that appeared by reason of the Tzimtzum, the restriction. Because of that place, from Tabur down, is called Achoraim, the rear, for the lack of direct light. The place from Tabur up is called the Panim, the face of the Parzuf, because it is the place of all the light in the Parzuf, as explained.
Okay, we simply continued in the study of Ten Sfirot from the same place that we stopped before the convention. It's been some time, maybe already a month, we haven't been studying the study of Ten Sfirot. And now we have come back simply to know what's going on. There's nothing new here. We've been through many times what he tells us here, that we have Rosh Toch Sof in the spiritual Pratzuf. In the Rosh comes the place of the Zivug Avaka for the coupling, in striking, as much as there is expansion in the part of the body which is below the Rosh, from the Peh to Tabu, and as much as it cannot receive in order to bestow, remains an empty place from light, a void without light, from Tabu to Siyum. And he's basically repeating this, actually. There's nothing new here. If you want to ask, please. I don't see what there is to renew here, to innovate here. Let's continue.
We're in letter 17, titled, "The seventh reflected light is what remains in the Parzuf after the Histalkut, the disappearance of the direct light from it. The seventh kind is the reflected light that remains in the goof and the body below, after the departure of the direct light from there. It is brought by Rav's words. When the direct light returns up to its shorish, the root, the reflected light does ascend with it, as the very essence of the reflected light is light of histalkut, departure. It has been explained above in the item 8 that it comes from the aspect of retirement of the fourth aspect, which does not receive the light because of the force of the restriction and the screen that rides over her, regarded by its origin as thickness and din, judgment. When it becomes a vessel that extends and clothes the upper light, this thickness and judgment are inverted to complete zakut, purity, and rachamim, mercy, until it is completely indiscernible as low and dark compared to the upper light clothed in it. However, during the histalkut, the departure, when the upper light expands from it and rises to its shorish, its root, its importance expires, and nothing more than its own essence remains of it, meaning oviut, thickness, tzimtzum, restriction, and din, judgment. It is therefore clear that during the histalkut, the departure, when the direct light returned to its root, the reflected light could not ascend with it. Moreover, now its descent below has manifested, meaning the judgment and thickness in it became apparent, as it is by its own essence, for which it is the reason it is called thick light, or of. From now on, the difference is calculated in advance between the vessels that clothed the light, meaning reflected light, and the light that clothed in it, which was not at all apparent prior to the departure. This is why the Rav says there that this thick light is the aspect of the vessels of the Parzuf.
Meaning, to start with, there are no vessels in the Parzuf, but rather they are born from the rejection and from connecting to the upper light that comes. And through those rejections, they beget new vessels that build the Parzuf.
PT13.
What's the difference between a vessel that makes a restriction and a vessel that continues and clothes?
One is an extension of the other. After he did the restriction, it does a restriction in order to receive of his own, on the reception in order to receive, and examines how much he can be in an intention in order to bestow. The intention is the main thing after the first restriction. As to the extent of the intention, I operate. So if there's the intention in order to receive, it's prohibited. We put a restriction on it. From the meeting with the upper light, the birth of the intention in order to bestow is born. So we start measuring how much we can receive in order to bestow, and from that we come to bestowal, to identifying with the Creator. To that extent, the Creator is revealed according to the corrected vessels in the creature. Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, а как-то взвешиваем, сколько мы можем получить ради отдачи?
How do we measure how much we can receive on the ten to bestow?
You're standing in front of the host, and you did a restriction on your will to receive, as you're not using it in a direct manner. And then you can measure how much you can receive from the host, from the nourishments that he put in front of you, in order to bestow to him. So you need to feel the host. You need to feel your will to receive. You need to measure the two of them together and see how much you want to use your will to receive and the greatness of the host in order to bestow to him from your will to receive. And then all together, you check and decide. And if your decision is correct, then you arrange the Rosh. And if your decision is correct, then in the Rosh, after that decision and the action in the Rosh, which is considered the action of in force, then you can receive that specific dose from the upper, because it's still in the head, in the potential. And then you put into potential, from potential into practice in the body. In the head, there's only the calculation in the Rosh. PT 19.
Good morning, friends. I need to understand what's written here. It says here that the judgment and mercy have been flipped, and is there a connection between the incorporation between us and how we can turn the judgment into complete mercy through incorporation?
Of course, because in the incorporation, when I try to come to him, I'm already giving up something of myself. I'm already in a concession. It's not that I'm canceling my ego, but rather I want to be above my ego in concern for others, in my concern for friends. And I'm asking the Creator to do this for me, to give me that force of overcoming so that I will have that force of connection. And the incorporation that we talked about now for the last few days, I want to now realize this.
And it truly happens, as written here, that the thickness and the gene, the judgments, there's like all this mess here, then there's a connection in the corporeal reality that turns into mercy and privilege, or?
No. Everything. You feel that the Creator dwells in everything, and there's no void from Him.
What does that mean? Can maybe open this up a bit? Yes, there are judgments. Like, not many people are sick. Look at Yanir. He's half a week in the hospital. He's half dead. Look at him. He's in R10. He requested. In the work that we do on a daily basis, practically, is there a chance that the Creator will really hear us? That we can turn things to mercy?
If you pray, if you truly ask from your connection for the friend, certainly it will happen.
What do you mean truly? What is it to truly ask?
How deep it comes from your heart.
It's hurting us. We're going to visit him. We're like half dead. It hurts us so much. Not just by us, many groups, especially from before the Congress. Is there a chance that really we're going to come together and we get all the sickness out of us, the illness?
There is no problem. It all depends only on the intensity of your connection between you.
So we're not connecting enough?
You can't yet, but try as much as possible, more and more, and don't let go of the prayer. And also say thank you to the friend that although he's sick, by this he is inviting connection in you, and therefore you're advancing. And also bring us the knowledge of this, and I too will want to incorporate in that connection for our friend who's sick, that our friend. Yeah, of course, this is all to our benefit.
I really wanted to ask you, after this Congress, I didn't have a chance before, you saw that we really advanced and now we can do these actions?
As far as the connection between us, we made a huge step ahead. where although I've talked about big corrections and all that and so forth, but I didn't mean to what we're in right now. I didn't mean to that. I thought that we would come to much less than what we have. We attained in the convention, actually, very big advancement. The main thing is that it's clear to everyone, and this is already etched in each and every one, that advancement can occur only in connection. And only in the measure of connection between us, we can measure advancement.
Clear, we really all feel very different, entirely different from what we entered the Congress. Entirely. Nobody really can understand what's going on here. We're so confused after this Congress. Suddenly everyone sees, like, we're in a different place. Something happened in the Congress. This something that we all feel.
That something is that the upper light is operating on us.
And then what happens?
Well, what happens?
What happens? We feel so different.
We are coming closer and closer, and soon we will feel in the connection between us spiritual actions, which is the upper light, the Creator that is doing it.
Then you think there'll be less sick people?
It could be, although it's not exactly in a direct line there. Because there's a matter of different calculations with the families and with the society and the broad society and all of humanity with the end of correction. I don't know. Those are things that we need to see how it is revealed. But eventually, that's the correct direction.
So it remains, like you said, just connect together, pray together, and then this miracle can occur. There'll be less sick people.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
And let's continue.
Okay, we're in letter 18. Letter 18. The eighth O Chozer is the above reflected light after having acquired additional thickness to its own thickness. The eighth kind is the above reflected light from the perspective of its reception of additional thickness to its own thickness. As the Rav says, it is so because besides the thickness that appeared in it, of what it is in itself, there is an imprint of a new judgment that is added, acquired by the current departure, histalkut, which left it in the dark. Because of that, it is in double hitabut.
Yes, meaning there's a light, which is the reflected light when the direct light appears, and there's a light which is a different light after it, the direct light departs. And then it's darkness, but it nevertheless needs to be bestowed on behalf of the Kli, on behalf of the Creator. And although he doesn't understand or feel and identify that he's influenced by the Creator, but it's a much more important light since it has greater coarseness. But we will talk about that next.
Letter 19. The ninth reflected light rises from the coupling of Haka on the screen during the degrees of its hizdakhut, its purification. The ninth kind is the ascending reflected light through the coupling of Haka performed on the screen in the degrees of its own hizdakhut, purification. The levels that comes out of, in these zivugim, these couplings, are generally regarded as the reflected light, even the direct light in them. This is because the couplings come out during the judgment, meaning during the departure of the lights to the emanator. Once again, letter 19. The ninth kind is the ascending reflected light on the screen during the degrees on its of its hizdakhut, the purification. The ninth kind is the ascending reflected light through the coupling of Haka performed on the screen in the degrees of its hizdakhut, its purification. The levels that come out in these couplings are generally regarded as reflected light, even the direct light in them. This is because the couplings come out during the judgment, meaning during the departure of the lights to the emanator. Letter 20. We might ask, but there is an expansion of direct light from above downward into the body in every single level. And it is known that all that extends from above downwards is rachamim. The thing is that indeed there is nothing more than a matter of hizdakhut here, purification. Even those couplings made of the upper light are also included in the departure of the light, as this is the conduct of the hizdakhut. It must pass and come in the four aspects during its hizdakhut. As the upper light, which does not stop for even a minute, mates with its own way. It is like a person who walks out of the house, even though he takes, for example, four steps on his way out of the house, we still don't regard them as being four rests in his walk. This is completely unthinkable. It is impossible for him to exit the house except through steps, as that is the conduct of walking. So is the issue before us. Even though the masach, the screen, passes four aspects during the departure, in which the upper light mates with its own, with it on its way, it is still not regarded as the expansion of the upper light into the partsuf, as rachamim, as mercy. Rather, it is considered a din, judgment, because the time is a time of departure, containing the expansions on its way as well, as this is the usual way of departure. And remember that.
Okay. Let us summarize between us in the tens that we are still in this period of time after the convention, this transition. Let's talk in our tens. What new stage we have now in the ten? Let's talk between us how we need to prepare for the next convention. What we think that in 3 months we will have in the next convention. What does it seem to us as the topic for it? How we need to make changes in the groups and what we learned. Today we finished the topic of incorporation. And tomorrow we will have the topic of Arvut. And this way we will advance. So please talk between you. For the time being, we will ask Be'er Sheva what they want.
Morning, Rav. Thank you for allowing me to ask. All the lights that we're learning about, Akudim, they're talking about the body of the Patsuf, meaning the will to receive that the Creator created, right?
Yes.
What lights are in the Rosh, the head of the Patsuf? I guess I missed it.
In the Rosh of the Patsuf, we have the light of Insof. To start with.
Vessels of bestowal?
Not vessels, light. In the Rosh of the Pertzuf, we have the light of Insof, and then by the Masach, which stands in the Peh of Rosh, it raises up reflected light, or Chozer. It receives the light that appears in the Rosh. It wraps it, receives it, in order to bestow, wants to enter it, in order to do an action upon it, in the Pertzuf, in order to bestow. That's just like the host and the guest, where the host, the guest is doing a calculation with the host, how much he can receive from him in order to bestow to him contentment and not for himself. And then, in this way, he advances. We will talk about this. We will advance on this. For the time being, talk about what's going on with you in the 10. as much as you are trying to observe this concept of itkalelut, of incorporation. And with that, we will conclude the topic of inclusion, of incorporation, a very important topic in which we build ourselves as one partsuf. And after that, we will continue tomorrow already to the concept of arvut, mutual guarantee. Please.
Sadna.
Workshop.
We are beginning incorporation from greatness of the importance of the friends. How much you can succeed in hearing from the friends the greatness of the goal. For me, it's not important at all.
Yes, we're truly with the end of the convention. We're in great yearning to be in the friends and in this common prayer to really be feeling this degree and this concern of arvut in the ten. It really stands out. David.
We heard that incorporation awakens the most opposition. Just even to be in this, even to be in the same room, to be in the same bed with someone, it's not as much as incorporation. That's what we heard. So we must take this into account, not be afraid. Rather, it's part of a process. This force and its privilege. There is a new force generated between us that connects us. Alec.
Yossi, תמשיך.
כן, בעצם כל ההתקללות הזאת.
Actually, all this incorporation, we need to remember that the corporeality of the friend is my spirituality. And if we really remember well that we're asking the Creator to help us emerge out of ourselves, to restrict our will to receive and truly see the greatness of the friends, then by this we will incorporate more and more in the desire of the friend.
Yeah,
and nothing to be ashamed of, who we are, what we are. We understand this is what the Creator created and created it with the purpose, with the goal of that we shall attain the new qualities from the friends. And look at reality. This is what we have. Enter the friends, acquire their good qualities, and advance.
Shalom lekulam, anachnu mazkirim al ha-mesima shelanu betchilat.
We remind everyone of our task every day. We open a new mutual page together, a document, and we're writing a mutual prayer to the Creator. Try to pour out each friend's heart and go over this prayer over a few times during the day, together or apart, and see it as a draft for your next prayer. Improve it each time. Every question regarding this task, this exercise, or questions about the future Congress, you can send to boardworldkli@gmail.com. We're awaiting your responses. Today we have a recorded lesson, 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time. We'll listen to chosen passages from the lesson and continue with the song.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. So